Thank you for staying with us for Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, third half hour. This is the place where Teresa Getman, Rosalie Picotti, and I will delve into the people and organizations that are at the heart of our community. In a world where good is hard to come by, the third half hour will highlight those that go above and beyond to uplift our society. From the downtown Studio 2B, we will be hosting Kevin Schooley, Superintendent, South Haven Schools, and Erica Morrison from We Care. Here we go. Let's get to it on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, third half hour.
Be sure to catch all three half hours of Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show every Saturday at 7 a.m. Don't forget to email Rob at moondogpro1@yahoo.com if you have any suggestions for the show. If you think you do cool stuff, please let us know. If you would like to be a part of the third half hour because you are a giver, use the same email, moondogpro1@yahoo.com, and Rob will connect you with the producers. See you soon on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show every Saturday at 7 a.m.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and it's the third half hour, and well, we're going to talk about COVID-19 a bit with Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Schools of South Haven, and just kind of talk about what they've been going through these last few weeks. So Rosalie Picotti and Teresa Getman are also in the studio this morning, of course. And so let's just talk about when we start talking and schools getting shut down and kind of, I mean, that's just such an epic thing that's in my lifetime. I hopefully never see it again and can't believe I'm seeing it now. So what's it been like for you?
It's been surreal. You know, as you said, Rob, you know, no one's ever gone through this before. So we're doing the very best we can. You know, I compliment our staff. I think they're doing all they can. But it was very surreal listening to the governor's message and then preparing to close it down that Friday.
Yeah, and it was really surreal to see a few days ago when the message came across the phones, too, that we're going to stay at home or stay in your area type of thing. But, ladies, what do you got for Kevin, and what do we really want to know about what's going on in his world?
As someone who doesn't have any kids in school, I mean, what are you hearing from parents and teachers and the children?
Well, it can be mixed at times, but for the most part, it's been positive. You know, we've got teachers reading stories online and pushing it out to their classrooms. We've had teachers doing activities and pushing that out, and the kids can communicate via the different platforms that teachers use, whether it be Google Classroom or Seesaw is another one. And so I've seen some really neat things on those platforms. So, you know, just kind of a way for kids to keep connected and to get some normalcy.
That's beautiful.
During a time that's, you know, for them, this is brand new too. You know, while you talk to some kids and they may say, oh, I don't want to go to school today. Right now, if you offered it, 100% attendance.
Well, you know, the parents would want them there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and so it's... we're trying our best. I know there are hurdles. We try to work on a case-by-case basis to get over those hurdles. And one of the big things I think that is come out of this too is some of that digital divide. You know, while all of our kids on Friday, we were able to send every one of them home with a device, whether that be an iPad or a Chromebook.
Wow!
So that they could continue. Some of the learning. Yeah, teachers went into overdrive. My tech department went into overdrive. They did a great job. But it has pointed to the need for some of these outlying areas. with high-speed internet. You know, that's definitely a need. They can't get those online services. We're providing hard packets.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that this is pointing to a lot of things that we're learning so much about ourselves, about our community, about our country, and we could talk about that for hours. And we will do that when this is all over. I'm guessing over a few adult beverages. However, and I promise I do owe you one. But, you know, my daughter's an eighth grade teacher in Oak Park, and they were one of the first ones to shut down. And, you know, so she's got eighth graders, and we know that that's really tough for some of our graduating kids. But she got told on a Friday that that was it, and that Monday she had to have lesson plans ready. So she went into school, and of course they're doing it all digitally or electronically. Sure. And I think that aside from our police and our firefighters and our, you know, EMTs, not our ENTs, you know, our noses are fine, but our EMTs, I think our educators were the ones that were put on the hot seat right away. So not only, boom, you've got thousands of kids that need to learn, you've got thousands of kids that need to eat. And I think I want to go on record here, and I know that everybody in this room and probably anybody that really listens to us, kudos to you, Kevin, and your staff. I've never been prouder of a school district to see you just jump in and make it so darn excellent. But anyways, getting that phone call, okay, no more kids in school. What did your stomach do?
It was an immediate knot. I have a 106-page emergency operation plan.
Wow.
That helps us through different scenarios. Nowhere in there was there a pandemic. so we are all working together to do the best we can, not only for our kids' critical nutritional needs, but doing what we can relative to their educational needs. And as I said before, that connection to normal and those teachers that we have are really working hard to connect with kids and to make sure they're okay.
Nice. Hey, Kevin.
To make sure there's a
mental health. We've got about a minute left, and I know we're just going to keep going here, but really quickly, you talked about a difference teachers jumped in trying to help get in stuff to kids for online and all that stuff. How is that problem complicated with high school and junior high and middle school where they've got 6-7 teachers in a day?
Yeah, it's definitely more confusing, but we're like I said, we're trying to work through it. So how we're trying to work through this is, yesterday the principals of each building connected remotely in Google Hangouts with their staffs to get feedback from them, because they're frontline people and they're hearing from kids. We're going to follow up. I have a Google Hangout meeting with all of the administrators today at once, so we're doing this all remotely, and as you said, practicing social distancing by doing this. And that's how we're going to begin to eat that elephant, Robert.
Nice.
So one bite at a time.
Okay, well, we will be back in just a minute on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and we still have Kevin Schooley on the phone talking about some of the challenges what's going on with the COVID-19 virus. And I guess the first thing we talked about a little bit in the last segment about the food issue. So there are a lot of children in this district that are fed through South Haven and through the schools. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, there's been some guidance in leniency at the federal and state level with how we get food to our kids, and it is available to all kids. And I would encourage parents, even if you don't qualify for free and reduced lunch, you can pick this stuff up, and we'll gladly provide it to you. And I think when they bust open that school lunch stuff, there's a reminder and a return or a memory that's, I think, important too for the kids.
A connection to normal. And Teresa, yeah. You were the CEO of YDC.
Oh yeah, and I can tell you, many, or I can almost say 90% of the children ate their meals and were received through school or before and after school programs, out of school programming. So this is huge.
Yeah.
Those are meals that now have to come from home if they're not provided at the school, and many people can't do that. So
no,
thank you.
We're glad to be able to provide it. I think we're averaging probably around 1,000 each food distribution drop. So we have 6 or 7 throughout the community that we take food to, and I've got some rock stars. I'm fortunate. The food service department, transportation,
absolutely.
Volunteers, because it takes bus drivers to drive these buses.
Now you said 1,000, Kevin. Clarify 1,000.
Well, 1,000 bags. So each bag would contain enough meals to get that student through the next drop. So when we deliver today, there will be a meal in there for later today, Wednesday, Thursday, breakfast Friday. Friday, there's another drop that'll get you all the way to Tuesday.
Wow, that's fantastic. And, you know, another thing I think this has done is that we realize, like you said, rock stars. The rock stars are the people on the front lines. And I said this during break, but Michelle Leadingham on Facebook, everybody was giving her so many compliments, and your food staff. And I just loved what she said. She said, "This is my job." And she said it so proudly. And again, I know that you recognize that. And I also know that you're trying not to get a lot of volunteers in there so as not to spread any germs, right?
Yes, that's true. I was over there this morning, and, I am adamant about them following the CDC guidelines on distancing and gloves and any other personal protective equipment that's needed, and they're following through, so that they're keeping themselves safe and making sure that we're delivering safe packages.
Well, you know, if you need volunteers, we can rustle you up about 100 in about 5 minutes. So you've got a lot of support in this community. You know that, right?
They know we're a great school, and I think it's because there's a great community of people. The kids and the folks walking through the hallways are kind of a mirror of the community at large. So, we are blessed.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, how does this stay-at-home order even complicate things even more for you?
Well, because food delivery and food services is a life-supporting endeavor, we are able to continue this practice. You know, and we'll change some of our delivery techniques. For instance, when you pull up at the high school, we were handing bags to families. What we will likely do is ask a family how many they need, and they can get out and grab as many as they mm-hmm. need. So just increasing that that social distance.
Lessening the contact, yeah.
Yes.
To be able to step up as a school at a time like this, what makes that possible for you guys?
The food service department. And the truck drivers. And the people producing this food in their factory. I mean, so we're the end result in delivery, but it takes a lot of care and people to get it here in the first place. So, I'd like to thank them as well, because they've been really, really good and consistent with delivering food to the schools so that we can get it to kids.
Well, you know, since we're doing call-ins now for a while, we would love to check in with you again, or even get, maybe some of your teachers on the air or some of your students. I know sure. Your daughter, Miss Southaven, who is her senior year, would love to get her on the air at some point, too, to talk about how they're coping. I know they're doing some cool things, but it's not quite the same.
I bleed for these kids in their senior year who get pulled out of their last season in sports or choir, and they just kind of like, where are we now? And what are those kids saying to you?
So those kids, what I'm hearing is, a reaffirmation for me that, we're going to be okay. And we're going to be okay for the long term, because mm-hmm. these kids that I speak to that are seniors in high school, they get it. I mean, they get the seriousness of this. They completely understand. I don't hear resentfulness, anything like that. I hear a frustration in that they would like to help and do more,
mm-hmm.
But they just can't right now. And that's a frustrating thing.
Yeah.
I think for them. Now, it doesn't take away the hurt of missed milestones that can't be replicated.
Right.
District, as we get through this thing, I mean, we're working on those exact topics.
Yeah. In about 30 seconds, kind of give us your parting thoughts to what's going on with the schools.
Sure. Well, for now, I mean, I'm in continual contact with the Michigan Department of Ed and the Federal Education Department to get the most recent up-to-date information. So we are still working. So kids, hang in there. I would tell the kids, if you're listening today, hey, please read. You can always do that.
Keep reading,
help one another. Help out at home. Be kind to each other.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly a nice parting thought there.
It's a beautiful, beautiful way to leave.
Absolutely. Well, we do have to move on, and we will be back for our next segment with Erica Morrison. And thank you for being with us on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Robert's Blue Dog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM, the third half hour, and we're moving into our last of three segments with Erica Morrison from We Care. We also have Rosalie Placati and Teresa Getman still in the studio practicing social distancing. So, here's a little scream at you, but the things we have when we have to do stuff the way we're doing it. So, ladies, we're going to talk to Erica a little bit about what they're doing with their food pantry, and I'm just going to throw it to you guys and say, take it, please.
Okay, Erica. Here's
your
chance.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Here's your chance. Tell us about what's going on at WeCare, because it's got to be just a little busy.
It is a little crazy right now. We have phones ringing off the hook. We have limited the amount of staff and volunteers we have coming into our office in order to keep them healthy and safe, keep our clients healthy, and to just do our part in the Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order throughout the state of Michigan. And we're figuring that within 4 weeks, we're going to have an increased run on our pantries and ministries because of all the people who have been out of jobs for a month and even on unemployment. That still doesn't allow for a lot of money coming in.
Yeah, a lot of anything, for sure.
Exactly. Yep. So we want to make sure that our pantries are fully stocked, our volunteers are healthy and ready to go so that we can meet the need head on when that comes in 4 weeks.
So, Eric, I know that you cover quite a few towns and quite a few pantries. And in churches are your biggest kind of draws as far as asking for things. We can't go in churches. We can't go in schools. We're not going in stores to have any big, drives. What do you need to ask the community to do, and how do we do it? I think this is a good opportunity for you to say that.
Absolutely. We have our food pantry in South Haven is remaining open. Their hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to noon, and people can go directly to the pantry to get food. We'll be there taking their name and getting their information, but they can just come on in, and we'll meet them out at the curb and bring their groceries out to them. All other pantries and ministries are by appointment only, so they can call our office at 269-637-4342, and if we don't answer, leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can due to our limited staff. But some of the items that we need for the food pantry are any sorts of proteins, meats, canned meats, peanut butter, spaghetti, sauce, that type of thing that people can make a complete meal of.
And that's a great thing for people to be getting is stuff like spaghetti, where you can make big meals and have leftovers for a few days. Especially for me, I'll make a meal and then I'll eat it for the next 3 or 4 days for a little bit here and there. So,
absolutely.
How are people responding to you as far as what you guys are doing? Are the volunteers being more assertive and wanting to be a part of it, or are people kind of pulling back a little bit?
We have a little bit of both. Our office volunteers have wanted to stay safe, and most of them are in the at-risk population, so they've chosen to stay home. And then we have other volunteers from the community that have called and emailed saying, whatever you need, I'm there. So it's kind of a tricky situation. If this was a normal emergency, like a natural disaster, we wouldn't have the exposure issue. Mm. And so having that issue, we've had to redo a little bit of how we're accepting donations and volunteers. But we will be posting on our Facebook page, that's We Care in Southwest Michigan. Stay tuned to that. We'll have lots of volunteer opportunities within the next month coming up on there as well. We do have some meals that the Marcoux family is going to be providing for us. And, of course, they
need
financial donations if people want to contribute to that. We also have our Open Door Food Ministry on Tuesday nights. That's, again, a drive-up, and they come out with your meal. So both of those can definitely use donations of goods and funds.
So, I mean, so when people come to the First Congregational Church, because that's where your South Haven food pantry is, yes. You're not doing any intake or anything. People can just show up?
Yes. Yep. And then we will be there, or the staff will be there, or we have volunteers that will be taking people's information so that we can keep them current in our computer system. But because they're also a Feeding America food pantry, it's basically no questions asked. If you sign the form, we'll be able to feed you.
We've only got one more second, and I know Teresa wants to ask something, but what about dropping off the food? That's where we would drop off the food as well?
Yes, absolutely. And then Lily of the Valley and Covert also is in desperate need of donations, and they're our food pantry for the Covert community. They serve 200 families or 200 people back on Thursday of this past week.
Yeah, help them out, everybody.
Desperate need as well.
Yeah,
Teresa. So do they prefer food or do they prefer money? Is it easier for you to buy food, or how does that work?
I think they would gladly welcome anything. Financial donations are always appropriate because then they can buy the items that they're in need of.
Okay. So, Erica, if somebody wants to call you, how do they do it?
Yep. For our South Haven area, it would be 269-637-4342. And for our Bangor office, it's 269-427-9581. Or you can go online to our website at wecare-inc.org, and then there's more information on how to donate there as well.
So if they go on the website, they can also get where the meals are going to be, because those Tuesday night meals and where they're... Okay, good.
Yes, and we'll be updating all of that information as well.
And I guess quickly, we got about a minute left, Erica. How has this impacted you and your job and how you feel about your fellow man and all the things that you're doing?
Oh, it has definitely been heart-wrenching. We, our core values, two of our core values are hospitality and volunteerism, and both of those things have just, I feel like they've just been ripped away from us as we're trying to do ministry, as we're trying to provide for the needs of our community, and it just makes me so sad to walk into an empty office with no volunteers and no clients, and to lose that relationship and just being able to give hugs and handshakes. It's something we're all having to address and issues that we're all having to face, but it is just extremely hard when our entire programs are based off of that face-to-face relationship with our community. So we're still trying to do our part, still trying to be available to people and meet their needs just in a new and different way now in this age.
Very nice.
Thank you so much for taking the time to call in.
And keep up the good work. Yeah. And anybody out there that feels they need to help, get with WeCare. Teresa, Rosalie, and Erica, thank you so much for being on the show, and we do have to move on. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And that's it for now. Don't forget, if you missed an episode or would like to hear it again, search My Radio Show, all one word, wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, download, and turn on those notifications so you can stay connected and alerted whenever a new podcast is uploaded. A very special thank you to all our sponsors. And if you would like to contact us, please call 269-872-3049 or reach out through Facebook. From all of us at Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, have a COVID-19 free week. Stay happy and healthy, and we'll see you right here next Saturday, the best day of the week. This has been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2020.